Here's a thought I'll title, A Stunningly Impressive Chapter. And I'm going to relate something in photography to our experience when we read novels. I'm sure if you think back, every single novel you have ever read consists of chapters, not all of which are equally engaging. Sometimes not a lot happens in a chapter, but it lays a foundation for something that happens later. And then, in average books, there will be one or two incredibly important chapters where the action takes a pivotal role, where there's a denouement, where the character reaches a crisis and overcomes it, or sometimes doesn't. There is that chapter that is the one around which the entire book seems to revolve. And then, the next time you're having coffee with a friend and you're chitting and chatting, do you tell them about that chapter? Or would that seem kind of silly to isolate one chapter out of a book as a recommendation? I'll bet instead what typically happens is you wax poetic about how great the book is, without necessarily referring to the individual chapter that kind of makes the book so special. A chapter is a component, but what it actually does is raises the entire body of work to a higher level. If you don't have a great chapter in a novel, you're not likely to recommend it because maybe the novel itself isn't all that impressive. But once you read that really fantastic chapter that is the reason you read the book, then if that chapter comes off well, the book is easily recommended. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I think exactly the same thing happens in photography. When we show a body of work, there may be one image that is absolutely spectacular, that's better than the others, that's more impressive, that's more engaging, that's more impactful than any of the other images. But the existence of the one image in the project raises the entire project to a new level. It would be ideal, I suppose, if every single image in your project was an absolute five-star stone-cold winner. But that's not likely to happen. There will, in any project, need to be a cast of supporting characters that contribute to the project, that are important to the project, that would diminish the project if they were left out, but they're not the main player. They're not the main actor. That honor usually exists with one of the images. And by the way, it may not be the same image for every person who sees the project. Some people might like this image, some people might like that image. But the point is, not all images are going to be equal in a project. That said, it is incredibly important that in every project there is at least one image that is a knock-your-socks-off image, because that's the one that motivates people to share what they've seen in your work, and nothing better than word-of-mouth advertising, right? So that becomes part of the strategy of editing and sequencing a project. Things tend to revolve around that most important image. So there will be some images that lead up to that most critical image, and there will be some images on the other side of that most critical image. But the most critical image has to exist. If they're all equal, they're all equally boring, or they're all equal to the point where the project becomes sort of flat. It sort of plateaus and doesn't go anywhere. The word I often use in this is rhythm, too. When you're showing a group of images in a project, there has to be a rhythm to the images so that eventually we do reach that key image, that critical one. And oftentimes when I find I'm constructing my projects, that's how it begins. I've identified an image that I think is one of those five-star wonderful images, and I build the project around that image, with some others before and some others after. And the placement of that, you might start the project with that, with a big bang. You might end the project with that killer image at the very end, because that's the moment of peak action, and everything else is leading up to that. I guess what I'm suggesting is when you go through the process of editing and sequencing your project, if there isn't one of those absolutely fantastic killer images, a stunning image that will impress people enough to talk about the project, then you might want to dig a little deeper, look a little further, process with a little greater drama or something to make sure that there is that kind of image in the project somewhere.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.